The video for Rules, cute. This thing is amazing. It's got it all. Expensive cars, you're throwing rats at people, you got a dude in a trunk, you got a snake coming through your legs.
Yeah.
Everything.
We blew up a car. It was insane. It's actually the most I've been like proud of like any video that I've ever done. And I wrote the whole treatment. I don't think anybody added anything in. This is kind of purely from my mind. So to see it happen was the craziest thing.
You know, when you had a vision for where you wanted to go with your music, was video a part of that? Was, you know, visuals,
absolutely. I always thought of music videos when I was making music and was never able to do it because money. And also I was like 17 at the time. Like I've always been doing this. Since I was 13, I started doing these like little iMovie music videos. I like made a Nicki Minaj music video in iMovie when I was like 13 years old. And it was so bad. But it was kind of good. Like I'm 13 and I like had little like scenes and stuff. Yeah, I have a huge passion for directing music videos. And
well, like what about Juicy? Was that all yours?
Yeah, that was mostly, I wrote that, and then my friend Jack, who directed it, but he kind of like spun it a little bit, and he added that watermelon scene in there where I'm cut in half.
Yeah, that was the coolest thing.
Yeah.
So Juicy was about booty, and then you said in another interview that you did a boob song as well. Can I get a song?
Yes. We have one.
Well, now I need to hear this.
It goes, she gonna make some plans for my she going ham on my she getting tonight. She not with Jim tonight. She in the gym tonight. Or something. Like that. It was really good.
Sounds like a hit to me.
Moo.
How did you begin making music? Were you one of those kids that kind of locked up in your room?
Hell yeah. Yeah. I would like lock myself in my room a lot and not come out, only for food. And then I would just disappear into the internet.
Yeah.
And I'd be in chat rooms and I'd be on YouTube watching music videos and stuff. Now I can't watch music videos because then I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Damn, I should have did that. Damn, that was sick. Damn it.
Beat me to it.
But yeah, and that's what I used to do. And then I would open up GarageBand and like put beats that got really low views. Like they had no view count. They had like 2,000 views on each one, but they were like really beautiful, kind of instrumental. You could probably call it like the hipster realm of like hip hop, lo-fi beats and stuff. And I would put it into GarageBand, then I'd make like a rap over it, and then I'd just put it up on SoundCloud, and it would be in like the telephone filter, so it sounded really bad. Some people liked it that went to my school, and I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm gonna keep doing it.
I had read also, like, you gave up drinking, right?
Yeah.
No,
I drink.
Oh, okay.
Oh, girl.
What?
I gave up weed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, what was wrong? It's legal now.
I kind of out-smoked myself, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
You know?
Like yeah, that totally makes sense, but go ahead.
I just can't smoke anymore. I don't know. I get like paranoid or whatever. I'm one of those people. And I wouldn't even do CBD at this point either. Like,
That doesn't even get you high.
I know, but it's a cousin of it. And
I give that to my dog.
No,
like,
dude.
He's old. He needs it. He got arthritis. He's like, I need that CBD.
No.
He's doing great.
That's good for him.
So tell me more about your latest album, Hot Pink, the ones with the singles Juicy and now the big one, Say So.
It's very evolved compared to my last project. I feel like I've kind of come into my own. The last album wasn't like that for me.
Yeah.
Because I was learning, and I feel like I learned, and this is sort of the result of that.
What is the first song of your own that you heard on the radio?
It was Juicy, and it was the other day. It was like a couple weeks ago or something like that. And I was at the airport, and we had to like get all our bags and go and like get on the plane, but it was on right when I had to get out of the car, and then I like you guys, and I had the door open, and I was like, like hanging out the door, just like one second, and I have to finish this. It was really cool to hear that.
It is. There's still that feeling of like, you know, it's one thing, like obviously, I mean, you've got millions and millions of people listening to you on Spotify, watching on YouTube, but at the same time, like to have that experience where you know that there are thousands of other people listening to your song at the same time, kind of sharing the experience.
That's very cool. Like, that's very surreal.
All right, Doja Cat, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.